Hello, everyone. I'm Asiye Namdar, the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. The French military has evacuated some 400 more foreign nationals from Chad and expects to get another 400 out today. They're being urged to leave because of violent clashes between rebels and government forces that began Saturday. A Chadian official said the rebels are mercenaries supported by the government in neighboring Sudan. The governments of Chad and Sudan have accused each other of backing the other's rebel groups. There are just 2 days to Super Tuesday, the day voters in 24 states choose who they think should be their party's presidential nominee. Among the Republicans, John McCain is campaigning today in Connecticut, Mitt Romney is in the Midwest, and Mike Huckabee is in Georgia. Barack Obama is in Delaware, while his Democratic rival, Hillary Clinton, is campaigning in the Midwest. A gunman is still on the loose one day after five women were shot dead in a clothing store in suburban Chicago. Investigators say they're trying to find out if any security cameras caught the fleeing shooter on tape. Now, there were no security cameras inside the actual store where the shooting happened. A possible breakthrough could be in the works between Hollywood studios and striking writers. A source tells the Associated Press there may be a tentative deal as early as this week. The three-month-old strike by the Writers Guild of America has brought the entertainment industry to a standstill. And we're closing in on Super Bowl 42 in Arizona. Kickoff is scheduled for 6:17 p.m. Eastern as the Patriots seek to become only the second undefeated team in NFL history against the underdog New York Giants. And those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, or when you're on the go.